Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, Vice Postulator of the Cause of Canonization of Fulton Sheen, and also serving three parishes in Peru, Illinois. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words. And now, here's Monsignor Sossaman.
Love. God is love, St. John tells us. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. When we abide in love, we abide in God. How do we do this, though? We need to know and love him more and more each day. A feature of the ancient Roman liturgy after the celebration of one feast was to balance it out with the celebration of another important feast or feature of our religious life. So in the old Roman calendar, a feast of St. Peter is followed always by a remembrance of St. Paul. The octave or eighth day of some feast celebrates another important feature related to that feast. Even in today's calendar, the octave day of Christmas is celebrated as Mary, Mother of God, on January 1st. The feast we celebrate this Sunday is also an octave day. Last week we celebrated Pentecost with great fanfare. Today we celebrate the feast of the Most Holy Trinity. Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the Church, is important. The Holy Trinity, celebrating God as he is in himself, is just as important. So today we celebrate God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, three persons and one God. Happy Trinity Sunday. Just before his ascension to heaven, Jesus told the apostles to go forth to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He then sent them the Holy Spirit, which strengthened and enabled them to bring the grace of God to the world. Today we celebrate the God who gives us this grace, who gives us the possibility in knowing, loving, and serving him in this life, so as to be happy with him in the next. The apostles certainly acknowledged the gift of this knowledge, the grace of knowing something about God as he is in himself. We constantly hear from St. Paul what we hear at the end of today's epistle. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. St. Paul uses those abundant ands, which today's grammarian might leave out, but he uses them for a purpose. He wants to emphasize the importance of each person of the Blessed Trinity. I began by speaking about the importance of knowing God more nearly, of growing in friendship with him through our service and prayer. Indeed, knowing and understanding more and more about God as he is in himself has been one of the goals of prayer since the beginning of the Church. It is something we cannot understand fully. It is an ineffable mystery which we would not have known without the revelation of Jesus. The Holy Trinity is a mystery. This means that just as with other realities beyond our understanding, theologians throughout the centuries have thought of analogies, examples, to help us grasp the mystery in part. For that is how we deal with what we do not understand. We try to put it into terms we do understand so we can learn about it and teach our children about it. St. Patrick, patron saint of Ireland, gave one good example. Stooping to pick up a shamrock, which grew throughout the island, he held it up to explain to the former pagans what the Trinity could mean. The shamrock has three leaves, none of which is the other leaf, but the leaves are intricately bound together, so that the three leaves make up one shamrock. This is a very practical explanation of the Holy Trinity, something common which people could grasp. The old catechism diagram of the Holy Trinity is rather scientific. It showed a triangle with the name of each person of the Trinity at each point. The Father, it showed, is God. The Son is God. And the Holy Spirit is God. To the contrary, the diagram shows the Father is not the Son, the Son is not the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is not the Father. This perhaps could help school children understand the mystery of the Trinity. One of the most beautiful examples I've heard of the Blessed Trinity also harkens back to the love we should have for God and the love he has for us. This was from the great Australian lay theologian F.J. Sheed. As we have said, the nature of God is love, but love is never selfish. Love by nature is poured out. So God the Father, who is love from all eternity, pours this love out to God the Son, who receives this love. God the Son's love is not selfish either, and so the love of God the Son is poured back to God the Father through all eternity. The love of God the Father and of God the Son is not selfish either, and so from all eternity that love is poured forth and received by God the Holy Spirit. The love of the Holy Trinity through all eternity. When I talk to couples preparing them for marriage, I remind them that their lives too will be an imitation of the Blessed Trinity. The love they have for each other and share with each other will be poured out in their children, which are visible physical beings, procreated from that love. Our lives of prayer help us to learn and understand this love of the Trinity on a deeper level. Our paradise will be spent in this love. In each moment we will understand more about God, but nonetheless, never fully understand this ineffable mystery. The Athanasian Creed from the early Church is a long profession of faith in the Blessed Trinity, and we will conclude with a short bit of it today. We worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, neither confounding the persons nor dividing the essence. For there is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Ghost. But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost is all one, the glory equal, the majesty co-eternal. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Ghost. The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, and the Holy Ghost uncreated. We'll end there. All hail the Blessed Trinity, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And may the blessing of the Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Soseman, or replay his podcast on the CatholicSpiritRadio.com website. Inspired, we hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.